This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. You can find our podcast in the Google Play Store for Android users, on iTunes for Apple users, and on the Stitcher app, which is available on all platforms for both tablets and phones, and also on Apple AirPlay within cars. Please rate and review us on those platforms. Also, give us a like on Facebook, and please follow us at With an Ohio Bias on Twitter. You can always listen to any of our podcasts at withanohiobias.com as well. Jake, I know some exciting things down there at the memorial. Maybe not too exciting. You don't close the door on the cops when they try to put you in the taxi. You know, Kirk Barton had a hard weekend, but, you know, other than that, the golf was great. Duffner with the Save the Crew hat. Seeing Jack Nicklaus and the revelry of the tournament and the exciting end to it has us excited. Even Dustin Johnson winning in Memphis with that, you know, hole in one on the 18. I mean, golf has been pretty good right now, and it's getting even more exciting with the U.S. Open coming up. So give us a couple thoughts, you know, what you took, some takeaways from Memorial, and then give us a little preview of what's going to happen over in Shinnecock.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing about the Memorial is great to see Tiger Woods back in competitive golf again. And, you know, last time I saw him, you could just tell he was a shell of himself. And I know he was complaining a little bit about a bad back, but I think he's at a point now where he's not Tiger Woods, but he could potentially win just about any tournament because he's Tiger Woods, right? So that to me is the most the compelling tale of the entire golf season so far. When you look at the U.S. Open, you know, the first thing is Shinnecock especially. First thing you think of is Phil Mickelson, right? He needs a U.S. Open for the career Grand Slam. Last time it was at Shinnecock was 2004, and Phil was two strokes off the lead. He finished in sixth. Retief Goosen won that. And he actually missed a 2-foot putt on 18 and had to go to a Monday 18-hole playoff with Mark Brooks to win the U.S. Open. Don't forget that if there's a tie, Monday 18-hole playoff for the U.S. Open. We knew that with Rocco and Tiger maybe put on the greatest show of all time in the U.S. Open. Fifth time, Shinnecock's there. You remember James Fowle back in 1896. He was the first winner. And then maybe some more familiar names with Raymond Floyd in 1986 and definitely Corey Pavin in 95. You remember some of those great shots. And so Phil will be looking for the Grand Slam. The course is interesting because there's no trees. There's a lot of cabbage, a lot of beach, and you're going to have to be able to hit your irons and be accurate. A guy like Henrik Stenson comes to mind, you know, just good iron players. And then one of them catching fire with their putter. It's only got two par fives. So there's no huge advantage for the guys like DJ and Rafa Cabrera-Bello and the guys that just kill the ball. And both those par fives are about 550. So they're both reachable in two. Number two is a 226-yard par three. That can be backed up even a little bit more. So that'll be a cool hole to check out. Long par fours for the most part. Number 13 is a 370 par four. So that might be a situation where you could attack if you're down a stroke or two going into the home stretch on Sunday. Tiger Woods did play the last time in 2004. He finished at plus four, but did shoot a 69 on Sunday. Yeah, I think it's going to be an awesome event. I mean, the best of the best are all healthy right now. When you think of Justin Thomas and DJ and Rory and Crybaby Spieth and Jason Day, Brooks Koepka,
put their cell phone away.
John Rahm,
stay in the moment.
You know, I think it's going to be a really, really interesting. It's my favorite tournament because they all look like us for a minute. You know,
USGA, people are out there hacking away. Yeah.
Yeah. USGA sets it up so brilliantly every year. And, you know, you're not going to see 11 under win the U.S. Open very often. I mean, I think Tiger probably did it once, but it's always my favorite tournament just because it's the true grind of a mental test. It's I think the best test of endurance in golf, because you really mentally have to grind And not to mention, you've got to really, I mean, Tiger's back, that concerns me, four rounds in a U.S. Open and having to hit out of that rough and everything that goes on. So, I mean, it's by far for me. I mean, Augusta and the Masters, that's the first, it's just awesome. But the U.S. Open, it's something different and something really cool. And Fox will have their third year covering it, so.
They're supposed to be doing something different this year. I can't remember. I read an article way back. They're supposed to be revamping their whole coverage. So we're going to see what they do this year to F it up. But I think about Jason Day out there in Wisconsin when he had that bout of vertigo. You talk about the U.S. Open. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it does bring physical exhaustion and mental exhaustion can get the better of some players. You know what I'm saying? He had a special medical condition. But you just think about it. I mean, he was trying to finish just the one hole, and I mean, was just struggling. So, like, it does bring the best out of and the worst out of some of the players out there.
That's what I mean. If you win a U.S. Open, you've really, really earned it for 4 days. It's going to be tough to shoot four rounds in the 60s. My guess is you're going to see a winner around three or four under at most. The weather is perfect. No rain in sight. Every day should be about 75 degrees with the biggest breeze maybe being on Saturday with about a 15 to 20 mile per hour potential wind. But for a U.S. Open, there's no rain. You don't have to worry about the morning guys getting the better of the course and the afternoon guys having to sit through rain delays and all that sort of. It's pristine conditions. It's going to be an awesome Father's Day weekend. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there who are listening to this.
Absolutely. Get out there and play some golf and enjoy your day.
And first up, we got Jeff Sherman with the U.S. Open Golf Updated Odds. That was 3 hours ago. DJ is your favorite at 8-1. Rory McIlroy, 14-1. JT, 14-1. Justin Rose and Ricky Fowler, all 14-1. Jason Day, the Westerville kid from Australia, is 16-1. Crybaby Spieth is 18-1. And Big Cat Tiger Woods is 20-1, along with John Rahm. Brooks Koepka, 25-1. Hefty Phil Mickelson is 25-1, and the Masters champion Patrick Reed 30-1. Those are most of your and the Memorial champion Bryson DeChambeau 40-1 as well. So those are your odds for the U.S. Open.
You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes. The full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even. And we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and we will talk at you next time.